98.
Yes, we are excited to have Theater 98 as guest in the studio with us this morning. We have Heather Delker, who is a Theater 98 old hand, an experienced actress. You've been around quite a while. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
And we have new to the theater, Megan Daves. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Thanks for both of you being here. And what we're going to do is, when the phone's not ringing, we'll be talking about your upcoming production at Theater 98. And we encourage folks, please don't feel like you're interrupting us. You can still call. It's a call-in show at 928-9228. So if you hear the phone ring, we'll just hold that thought and let the caller call in. Meanwhile, tell us about your new production that opens, what, this weekend?
Yes, it opens Friday the 14th, and it's called Death by Design. It's written by Rob Urbanati and our director, Scotty White. And we're going to run for 3 weeks. We've got shows Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday afternoons at 2:30. And then the third week, we have an additional Thursday show. That'll be October 27th, and that's at 7:30 also.
You've got a long run for a very exciting play. Tell us about Death by Design, without giving it away, of course.
Well, it's almost as if you took a Noel Coward comedy with a sparring couple and then threw in a bunch of Agatha Christie murder mysteries. It's written recently, but it's kind of a throwback to those old 20s and 30s murder mystery shows.
Fun. That sounds great. And Megan, tell us about your role.
Like you said, I don't want to give too much away, other than I'm just going to bounce off of what Heather's saying. It takes place in the 1930s. My character's name is Alice, so that's not too much. And so she's kind of shy and reserved. There's a lot of fun and exciting characters in the show that just kind of really give this fun energy, and it really keeps you guessing on who done it, if you want to put it that way.
Mark's a Theater 98 professional as well. Do you have questions
for him? Well, sure, yeah. I've done about 8 or 10 plays there at Theater 98, too. So I know how much fun it is. I know how much
work it is.
Work it is, yeah. But really, the camaraderie in the cast is what you go for, because the performances, you do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you've got maybe 10 showings and stuff. But before that, you got 3.5 months of rehearsing and going over lines and spending hours and hours and hours and hours together. So it's the camaraderie of the cast that I do it for, you know.
Yes.
And the performance is really kind of just secondary, the icing on the cake. But that's just me.
As the actor's perspective. Now, I can remember the first time and every other time I've ever attended. What I like about Theater 98 is the intimacy. One time I sat on the first row and I had to move my legs so that the actors and actresses had enough room. You're just right up close and personal, and you can really just get into the whole vibe of the play, because there's not a bad seat in the house. It's a small venue.
Exactly.
Is it actually 98 seats?
It is actually 98 seats, which is just a coincidence. Because it was actually named after Highway 98, when a long time ago they used to be out there.
Right.
But we've been in the current spot at the corner of Church and Morphy since the early 90s, I believe. And there are 98 seats, and not a bad seat in the house.
Yes.
Yes. And I will tell people, if you go online to our website and look for tickets, there's a little outline of the stage, and you can see what tickets are available. And some of the shows are close to sold out. There might not be very many seats that look like they're available. But a lot of times people have bought season tickets and they don't show up. So if you just come to the theater and put your name on the list, then when people don't show up, we give you their seats.
I'm familiar with that standby.
Yes.
If you want to go to a show and it looks like it's sold out, about what time should you arrive?
If the show starts at 7:30, if you show up at 6:45, get your name on the list, and then a few minutes before the show starts, we just get everybody in.
And oftentimes everybody can get in.
Yes.
Occasionally you might get turned away and have to try again.
Maybe don't wait until the last Sunday.
Right, right.
Because the Sunday shows do have good attendance. But if you come the first or second weekend on a Friday or Saturday, we'll pretty much surely get you in.
Now, tonight is the free dress rehearsal, right?
Yes. That is something that we do for the City of Fairhope It is a free performance. It's technically a dress rehearsal. We still might have a few little glitches, but it's free for seniors and students. And it starts at 7:30. Show up at about 6:30, get a little ticket, and then it's first come, first served. We call people in the order that they have arrived, and you get to sit wherever you want and enjoy a free show.
Is there an intermission for this one?
There is, and we have refreshments at intermission, so you can
have some wine.
Yes, we.
And the shows are always better with a glass of wine, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything's funnier with a glass of wine. Sure.
Yes.
So yes. theater98.org, theater98.org, and you can read all about this. Now, Megan, how did you get involved? What made you decide to audition for the theater?
So I knew about Theater 98 since I was little. I grew up around this area. And so I went off to college. I majored in art and theater and things like that. And I finally came back into town and everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give that Theater 98 a try. So when I finally was able to like sit down and have some time, I went and auditioned. And like it was before Scotty. And I'm not sure if Heather was there that night I auditioned, but like you could tell just like the community aspect there was already like in the room during auditions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is awesome. So when I got the call back that I was cast, I was super excited to be working with such a like awesome group of people. And kind of like how you mentioned that the community aspects and the energy that you get off of people really amps up the performance. So I think I would say we're pretty tight knit in
yes.
a way. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
So it's really been able to like work and grow with these amazing artists. Mm-hmm. So
what about, are y'all having to do British accents?
Oh, yes, yes, we are. Most of us have British accents. There's one character who has an Irish accent and one mm-hmm. character who has a kind of a
Cockney.
The Cockney. And then Victoria has a mixture of accents.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, well, let's
see. You might not be able to determine what her accent is.
Can we hear your accents? Not to put you any pressure or anything on you.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is a little pressure. Did you know that Mark, I'm not trying to change the subject.
Yes,
anything,
you are.
But did you know that
suddenly
Mark
changing the subject.
Helped us? There's a little short waltz in the play, and Mark came and coached myself and the man actor who plays my husband. He coached us on how to waltz.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
He's a great dancer.
He is a great
and a good
dancer.
Teacher, too.
Yes, yes. He really, I mean, we were just going to kind of waltz in a circle around the stage, and he stepped it up. We've got twirls and a dip, and he's flinging me around, and it was a lot of fun for him to come at the end of a few rehearsals and help us spice up our dancing.
You earned a free ticket.
So, yeah, I got a free ticket. Woo!
And y'all are waltzing all while saying lines, too, which is pretty impressive.
That was, I got to say... Because they're actually saying lines while they're dancing.
Oh, wow.
So
that's like chewing bubble gum. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, doing the lines would have been difficult enough. You know, waltzing wouldn't be a trouble. But I remember learning, you know, way back when I learned 15 years ago, how much I focused on every step that I took. And, you know, I said, right foot is your left. Okay, it's right foot this time. It's left foot next time. It's right foot. Okay, then it's left foot, you know. And that's what I was constantly. And if you'd ask me to talk while doing that, I was like, no.
You know
I'm not even going to breathe while I'm doing this.
Now you know what it's like to play in a marching band.
Right?
I've always thought that's got to be a challenge, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to know the steps and play your notes at the same time.
Yeah, but you guys actually have your dialogue and had your dancing. And you're, you know, moving and talking, and it's actually pretty good. So I was very impressed with y'all.
Well, thanks.
Y'all must have been practicing, I don't know, 16 hours a day on that.
Oh, yes. We're just like Fred and Ginger now.
How long has rehearsal been going on?
About
since
6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually have about 9 or 10 weeks in between the end of one show and the beginning of another show. So the intense rehearsal period is about 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I mean, we rehearse 4 or 5 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and everybody is, we're not professional actors. People have their regular jobs. And so we rehearse in the evenings when we can. And
it's a huge commitment, isn't it?
It is. It is. But it is so much fun. that it makes it worth it.
It is worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've not done the Theater 98 per se, but we've done the radio dramas.
Yes.
And that's been similar, but we got to read off a script. I couldn't imagine having to memorize your entire, role.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why so much intense rehearsal, I'm guessing.
Yeah, just the more you do it, the more it gets in your head.
And then, I guess you have to do some improv occasionally. If somebody gets a line wrong, you've got to kind of make up for it and keep the flow going.
Exactly. We help each other out sometimes. But as we were saying last night, we mess up in a different spot every night. If we always messed up in the same place, you could...
You can fix that.
But when you mess up, somebody different messes up a different place every night. So you're like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, it's been really good. Like everyone knowing what everyone's lines are, so you know what to cover. Where it's like, oh yes, and I need to go over here now. And they're like, oh, I got to do that too. So
I would imagine most of the time the audience really has no idea that you've messed up.
Nope.
Well, they don't know the script,
you can wing it and make it happen.
Yes. Yes.
So this is a mystery, but is there also some comedy involved?
Oh, it's very much mostly a comedy, I would say.
It's a comedy with a mystery involved.
Okay.
Yes.
Would be better to say.
Yes.
Do you want to mention about other cast members and anything else? The behind the scenes, the sets and the costumes, et cetera. Anybody else you want to plug?
Well, we have a lot of wonderful volunteers from everyone who... builds the set, paints the set, gets the props, loans us things to use on our set. The cast is very much an ensemble cast. When I auditioned, and sometimes they say, is there a certain part you prefer? Any of these parts, they are all hilarious. I would be happy to play any of them. There's not a bad part in it. So we have Jennifer Walker, who plays Bridget, the feisty Irish maid who decides to solve the murder mystery on her own. And Anthony Finch, he plays Jack. He's our chauffeur. I play Sorrel Bennett, and Camp Walker plays my husband. And I'm supposed to be an actress in England, and he's a playwright. So the play is set in our country home. And all these people show up who are uninvited, such as my dear friend Victoria, that's played by Lucretia Little, and a politician that's played by Brian Liddy. He comes to visit to try to woo me, and I might be trying to make my husband jealous a little bit. And then Alice is played by Megan, who's here with us, and she mysteriously shows up at some point, and we're not quite sure who she is or why she's there. We think she might be married to the politician.
Interesting.
The plot ensues.
Did I know?